Hi, I'm at the cluster booth and I'm talking to...
I'm Mohammed Ashik.
I'm Jiffin Tony.
Yes, I can.
And Kaushal.
And you need to write your name on the thing later on. And tell me, what is cluster... What is cluster? Is it cluster FS? Why am I wanting to say cluster FS?
Because cluster FS is the, what do you say, flagship project of the cluster community. Yep, so Gluster started out as a, what do you say, a software-defined high-performance computing or a supercomputing project effort, because the Gluster founders were supercomputing developers somewhere in the US. They started out doing a software stack for a supercomputer, but they found out that the storage part of the stack was a much bigger challenge, and they wanted to solve that, and that's where GlusterFS started out. And that's how it became GlusterFS, and right now GlusterFS is the flagship project. And it's, yeah.
How does that differentiate then from Cluster?
So right now Gluster and GlusterFS are interchangeable. But it started out as a part of Gluster.
Yeah. So what does it do?
You guys want to answer?
So basically it's a file system, distributed file system. So applications can store their data in it. Okay, so there are servers and clients, and the clients can talk to different servers at a time in a single point. So that's what.
So I go to my etc fs tab and I mount / cluster, and that's it.
Yeah.
And
you
where
need
is
to
my
create the GlusterFS volume before, actually. So yeah, what I think Jiffin wanted to say was GlusterFS is a distributed file system where you install GlusterFS on different servers you want. You create a single volume out of them. So all of these servers together are available to your clients as a single storage device.
So I just need to mount it one place.
Yeah. So you can mount -t GlusterFS on your clients. You can put them in your FS tab if you want to. And your clients get the storage available from the servers. All of them in a single mount point. Instead of like doing separate mounts for each server, you get a single mount point, and GlusterFS handles distributing files across all these servers.
Right, I'm getting very nervous now because my family photos are stored on my cluster server. What if one of them goes down?
So we have replica options. In case of a node going down, you will not lose or you will not see any delay on data not being there. So if one node goes down, other two replicas will show the data on your mount points. So it's
like RAID only across servers.
It's not RAID, it's just replicas. So whole volume is created one more time and kept it there just for a backup. In case if you lose something, it will get the copy from there, or else in case if this node goes down, it will show to the mount point from there.
Okay, so how many servers? So each of these servers will be running some sort of redundant array anyway as a operating system. So on the underlying file system, is that also cluster or is that ext2?
Yeah, the underlying file system is any POSIX compliant file system which has support for extended attributes.
Yes.
Better support. So some file systems generally don't do extended attributes really good. So XFS. That's what we test on. That's what we, as Red Hat, the company, we do a lot of our development on. So that's what we would say.
So I got now lots of servers. I've got two in each data center, three data centers. I make one cluster of everything, do I?
In different data centers, I think one data center can be one cluster.
Yeah.
Other data center can be other cluster. If you want to have a similar volume both the places, you can use geo-replication. That's what we support.
Yeah.
So you can have a separate volume here and you will have one more volume there. And you have to start geo-replication session with this as a master and this as slave. Either way, so both will have the same content of data. If you mount that volume there, it will have the same data. And if you mount the volume here, it will have the same data.
But if I update on the slave, will my changes go back from the slave to the master?
Yeah. No, like you can do the changes of a master. It goes to the slave.
Yeah. But say I was in the remote location and it was faster for me to write to the remote location. I'm in the US and I want to write to my slave, which is in the US.
I guess it's not possible.
We don't support that right now. we are working on ways to probably do active-active or master-master replication. That's slightly hard to do.
Yeah, I've heard that, all right.
Yeah, you probably heard this the same the last time. We have been trying to do this for a long time. We haven't found the proper solution. So
generally, you would use the geo-redundancy for just geo-redundancy. Okay, cool. So what have you been working on the whole year?
I have been working on integrating Gluster with Kubernetes. So we have a plugin inside Kubernetes now. You can easily run your Gluster inside Kubernetes and also provide storage for other Kubernetes pods.
Yeah, that's. I don't need to ask everybody, but in general, what's the project been doing?
Okay, so
any major releases or new milestones?
So, like, we are planning to do a release in next month, like Gluster 3.10. This month. Within 2 weeks, yes. Actually. So, it has new features, like brick multiplexing and debugging features, like taking the state dumps on GFAP clients and performance improvement, like kind of that. And yeah. And we have like long-term projects like which we can that do some later.
Yeah, so our upcoming releases will coming release we are mainly targeting improving our container kind of workloads. We weren't particularly suitable for the container scale where you would with the Ashix project where we can automatically create volumes, GlusterFS volumes on demand. With the way GlusterFS worked, it wouldn't scale so much. So we have done brick multiplexing as Jiffin told. This enables us to run multiple bricks in a single process.
What's a brick?
A brick is basically a directory that GlusterFS exports, right? So to export this directory, GlusterFS runs a daemon we call GlusterFSD or the brick daemon. So each directory would have its own daemon that was exporting it. But when you scale to the cloud or the containers, that isn't manageable a lot. We would waste a lot of resources, so we are working on making that better by running multiple or serving multiple bricks from a single process. That's one of the major things we are going to do. Apart from that, we are working on improving our performance, particularly for small files and those things where we got notification support that was implemented recently. That will in the future help us do better caching and that would improve performance better. So that is like in the upcoming release. We're also doing a lot of work on our APIs, the GlusterFS API, GF API, to make it more suitable and give more features to it. And apart from that, in the longer term, we got projects happening to do server-side replication. So right now, GlusterFS works by doing everything on the client. So servers are generally dumb. Servers don't know what they're doing. GlusterFS client decides where the data should go, where it should be replicated and everything. But we're trying to do a server-side replication to reduce some of the load on the clients because clients generally won't be as powerful as servers, right? So servers can do a lot more of the heavy lifting, so we want to do that. There is a new project to do distribution better. So we have a distribute translator which distributes files across, but that doesn't scale particularly well, so we're trying to improve that. And in addition to that, we're also working on a new management daemon, so called GlusterD2, which should help with our scale issues and which should also help newer developers coming into the project because GlusterD is a really complex bit of software. And generally, if any new feature were to be developed in Gluster, for that to be available to end users, you'd have to do something in GlusterD. And for a developer who was working on that particular feature to come in and figure out what to do in GlusterD was a hard task. So we are simplifying that, cleaning that up, and there'll be a new daemon around that. And that's happening, so that should be in the next couple of releases. So yeah, these are our longer term goals right now.
Anything else, guys?
What Kaushal told is mostly internal to Gluster. So in integration parts, we also now support Gluster blocks, as in we have a way to export the Gluster volume bits into as a block now. It is an integration part, not completely inside Gluster.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you very much, guys. Enjoy the rest of the show. Have a good night.
Thank you.